remember Daddy's hands folded silently in prayer and reaching out to hold me when I had a nightmare. You could read quite a story in the calluses and lines. Years of work and worry had left their mark behind.
Welcome back, your handsome but yet humble host. On this Father's Day weekend, came back with a little Holly Dunn, Daddy's Hands.
We're in our last segment, the last hour, and now we're going to do a little story time. I debated about doing this particular story time. This is from my old barnstorming days, the old seminar days back in the 70s. I like to tell a little history of it. It's a combination of about three stories that actually happened. This story is true. All the events that you're going to hear did happen, but I debated whether to bring you this story time because it's about, as a turkey hunter in the woods, about nature call. But it was a big hit back in the day on the barnstorming days, and I haven't used it for a lot of years, and I thought maybe this particular Saturday, even though it's not turkey season, needed a new story time, we'd test it on y'all. And for me, I think it's great humor. You got to know your audiences, too. When I was traveling and doing shows, it was a big home run most places I went. But those places were like taverns and archery shop basements and sporting goods store back rooms and old halls and things like that. You know, then when I went into one of the big city sports shows and told it, didn't go over as well. People were making faces and nobody clapped. And so we'll see how it goes with you. You're my audience. You'll let me know. Here we go. Okay, boys and girls. It's story time with your Uncle Ray. This week's story is Me and the Turkey. High up on the mountains, the wild turkey's gobble echoes across a steep valley. As we continue our climb, we hear a second bird higher on the ridge, and then a third thunders its dawn greeting. The gobbling birds are roosted near the top of a pine and granite ridge in the Missouri Ozarks. My hunter and I are working our way toward those gobbling turkeys during the 1973 Missouri spring wild turkey season. On this beautiful morning, I'm guiding an executive businessman from the big city, someone with little turkey hunting experience, and who is growing increasingly tired of delay of game as our progress once again comes to a screaming halt. I quickly leave my hunter and scurry for cover, digging for toilet paper as I go. We are in a delay of game due to springtime symptoms that affects turkey hunters all across America in the springtime while turkey hunting. I gotta tell you, I've been somewhat famous through the years for my numerous nature calls while hunting, especially during the heat of battle. From South Dakota to New York State, many a gobbler has winged his way to the big roost in the sky while I'm taking care of business somewhere behind my shooter set up out in front of me. One that really stays with me was hunting with a good friend, Jameis Driscoll, in New York, and I heard him retell the story of our successful hunt to some of the other editors at Outdoor Life magazine. I overheard him say, and after Ray took that third poop, I knew we were going to kill a turkey. You know, some people say these symptoms every spring are due to nerves, or possibly lack of sleep, lots of coffee, greasy food. Maybe it could be a result of the greasy camp food combined with late-night campfire storytelling with adult beverage. Or maybe it's just a combination of all the above. You know, bum wipe, toilet paper, whatever you may call it, has always been a very important and valuable part of my turkey hunting equipment. In fact, I may have the record for in-the-woods nature calls. I'm currently at 48 states and counting, great places like Hawaii and Alaska were added the last several years, including Africa, Yucatan Peninsula, and Old Mexico. In the many hunting camps I've visited through the years, there's never any shortage of joking in reference to bathroom humor. Hunting camps seem to have a spiritual or even a mystical air regarding the subject of pooping in the woods. I also believe hunters and hunting camps are the most responsible for all those terms you hear out there, as like giving birth. It sounded like a gray squirrel falling out of a tree. It's in the ready room, like trying to pass a bobcat. I'm turtle heading, prairie dogging, playing tag with my underwear. Last but not least, the all-time favorite. It looked just like a baby's arm laying in the leaves with a pine cone clenched in its fist. Okay, now back to the hunt. After a short break, we continue our climb toward the gobbling turkeys, working our way around the bench of the ridge and finally make it to the ridge top, just as the familiar cramps strike again, but much harder this time. With a rumbling and gurgling sound similar to a caged bear fight, I make a beeline for a large rock as a hiding place. I barely have time to get my pants down and then leave a pile so high that a circus dog couldn't jump over it. With beads of sweat on my forehead, I quickly stroke a few excited yelps on my old box skull. The closest of the three gobblers rifles back an excited reply before I'm even finished yelping. I quickly pull my pants up and myself back together and return to my hunter. Sorry, another delay again. And then we climb to the crest of the ridge. We slowly top the ridge and peer over. I realize the gobbling is across a small hollow on the other side of the hill, but coming our way. To kill this turkey, we must be on the same hillside with this gobbler. We'll have to move quickly. With the gobbling ever closer, we make a run across the open hollow to the other side. Once across, we stop to catch our breath, breathing heavy from the climb, as well as the excitement of this year's first turkey hunt. The turkey sounds off again, less than 100 yards down the ridge. Excitedly, I tell my hunter, we have to set up now. I see an old blowdown on the crest of the ridge in front of us. This is a great place to hide an inexperienced turkey hunter. Taking his gun, carefully we crawl into the blowdown. My plan is to move back about 30 yards behind the old treetop, set up and call. I get him in place, load his gun, and tell him not to move and to point his gun in the direction of the gobbler. When the gobbler walks past a stump at about 25 yards out in front of him, aim at the base of the neck where it meets the body, and keep pulling the trigger until you're completely out of bullets. Crawl out of the treetop, go back about 35 yards and set up. My first calls are greeted with a booming gobble. And before I can call again, the cramps return. This one feels like the mother of all nature calls. I frantically dig for toilet paper, but I don't have any. I drop down on all fours and quickly crawl back to the treetop and beg my hunter for paper. My hunter is frustrated, cannot believe that I'm asking for paper. He digs around in his vest, hands me a wad of paper. Now with nonstop gobbling closing fast, my hunter's a total wreck, so I calmly advise him to hold his ground. Stay with our plan. I've done this before. I am a professional. With a fistful of paper, I turn around and make a dash for my position, stripping my pants down, calling as I go. The lovesick gobbler is really close now, gobbling nonstop, running to a desperate-sounding hen in dire need that is waiting for love just over the crest of the hill. Back at my original position, I'm now hanging off a sapling, pants down around my ankles, with a snow-white butt and legs shining from being covered during the long, cold winter, all the while yelping and cutting like a crazed hen in need of love. As I continue with another nonstop nature call, a gobble just about blows my hat off. I'm thinking, why isn't he shooting? The first shot rings out, but the turkey goes straight in the air, then a second shot roars, then a third shot rings out. I look up just as the gobbler helicoptering spirals down and hits the ground in a cloud of feathers, bouncing and flopping right at my feet. Only one problem. I'm not done yet. Still hanging on the sapling in a very awkward position with my rear end hanging out in the wind. The gobbler quickly struggles to its feet, head bobbing all the while, staggering back and forth with his wings wildly flopping. This bird is desperately trying to get to the air to escape. I have no choice. I cannot let this turkey get away. I have only one option. With my pants down, I release the grip on the sapling and make an awkward dive to tackle the gobbler. I grab the turkey, and the fight is on. This old turkey is beating me with wings and lifting me off the ground as we wildly struggle as leaves and feathers, leaves and dirt are flying. During the wild fight, we bounce over the edge of a very steep ridge, and down the hill we roll. Me and the turkey, me and the turkey, me and the turkey, me and the turkey. We roll all the way to bottom and crash in the middle of the old logging road, where I'm struggling to pin a very strong turkey to the ground. And yes, my butt is still shining. It's a wild, horrific fight, but I'm now winning the battle while on top of the flopping turkey with my pants down around my ankles, trying to hold down a gobbler pinned between my knees. I finally pin the bird with one hand holding down his head and his rear end crammed and clenched in my crotch. I'm laughing like a wild man and yelling, I got him, he's mine, he's a good one, oh yeah, he's a good one. Just about that time, the game warden comes running up the Longwood Road. Now, can you just imagine trying to explain your way out of this one?
And that's story time this week with your Uncle Ray.
Thanks for joining us on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for eyes on the outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America.
Award-winning Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce and Ozark Seasoning. RTP Outdoors. RTPOutdoors.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Still today, but there ain't no doubt I love.